Welcome to the Good Buds Podcast, the show where good buds smoke good buds and talk about them. I'm Curtis.
I'm Shank. Isaac.
There we go. And this is episode 98, airing Monday, May 1st, 2023 on Spotify, YouTube, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Today we are going to be talking about one of our favorite topics in the entire universe, munchies of all varieties. We're going to be talking about our favorite things to eat, our favorite things to snack on, your favorite things to snack on, and some weird things to snack on. But before we get to that, we got lots of other things to talk to you about. And of course.
The first thing that we have to talk about, of course, the cannabis that we are smoking on today. Some beautiful, beautiful blends of the buds that we have today. I have Rosetta Stone.
Before I say what I have,
teach me Spanish.
I have something else that's awesome. I have something else that I need to show the buds or talk to the buds about if they're only listening. I have in my hands an invention that I never thought would exist in the name of any cannabis kind. The Listerine breath strip with THC. It's literally the same thing as you would get in a Listerine breath strip, but with THC. So I'm going to take that first before I have this Blue Dream.
Nice. Oh, acid.
We got a Blue Dream joint and a fucking TH Listerine strip.
I think this is him on just trying to hide that he's dropping acid.
There's the package, THC. You can see it on the label.
LSD.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm already tripping. But no, I also have a lovely joint of some Blue Dream here, which we all know is one of Curtis's favorite strains.
I love that strain.
It's a great strain.
Now, really quickly, just because I'm curious, on the THC strips, does it say how much THC is in one of those?
I believe it's 15 milligrams per strip.
Okay.
Yeah.
So about as much as a decent sized edible, or
like a small gummy, or like a nice little like gummy bear, like a jujube or something like that, or a jelly bean.
Nice.
Yeah. Good amount. Yeah. Oh yeah, and it's fast acting. It's minty.
See,
very nice.
I'm sure they already have it somewhere, and I just haven't seen it yet.
I hope you really find it.
I just need, but I'm also saying breath spray, like in the movies. Oh, man, I'm really going to kiss this girl who I like.
Yeah, the old Banaka, right? Fuck yeah. Oh, my God, dude, that's so good. If you can get your hands on that.
Yeah, dude. Fuck, I want to get high and I want to go fucking play some video games.
Dude, you totally pull that on your other half. Like, go up to her and be like, hey, baby. Suddenly I want to cook a pizza and fucking play some Legend of Zelda.
It's just like the God, my life is full of references, dude. Just like the Family Guy thing. Try new vodka beer.
Vodka beer, yeah. Fuck yeah. But speaking of which, we were talking about Curtis, you've got some beautiful Rosetta Stone, right?
Rosetta Stone, yeah.
Spanish.
It doesn't have that. It's Italian, Jewish, and homunculus. Those are the three languages on the Rosetta Stone. Now,
and ancient Sumerian, but
of course, my cat is something under my
Jewish,
desk.
Jewish, Hebrews. Whatever the Hebrew language is called.
Hebrew what? Beer.
Sure.
Hebrew coffee.
What did I say?
All right, Curtis dove under the desk to fight his cat.
It's solved.
Okay, for all you buds at home that are just tuning in, Curtis had to temporarily dive beneath his desk so he could fight his cat. If you want to see that, you know where to go.
Because that cat is dead.
Exactly. Okay, Shank, getting ahead of yourself. First off, weed, here, let us light him up. Toke, toke, skaboke.
Yes,
don't choke. Oh, this is the part I drank.
Yeah, what are you drinking anyway, Isaac?
I've been on this iced tea.
Legit.
You say that like it's like a fucking cleanser.
It is.
Yeah. No, he hasn't been eating. He's just been drinking iced tea.
Strictly tea. Strict tea. Cannabis. It's smoking beautifully. It's fantastic. Everything.
Yes, it's fucking your shit.
But if you want to see us smoking our cannabis or me diving underneath the desk to fight our cat, head over to our YouTube page, subscribe while you're there, leave some comments, do whatever you feel like. You can see our dumb fucking faces here.
These dumb fucking faces. Yes, and if you still just want to listen to us in podcast format, but you do kind of want to be able to ogle our faces that are stupid, you can also check it out over at Instagram. We have links down below to all individual of our accounts and the Good Buds podcast account, where we like to share all kinds of content and behind the scenes content and stuff like that for you.
We do that on our other social medias. It's everywhere else.
We do. We do it everywhere. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. It's on Instagram. It's everywhere. But also Discord, the most direct place you can go to have a conversation with us, because if you go on there, you talk, we talk back. You share your content with us. We watch it, enjoy said content, and tell you about it. So hit it up. Links down below in the description for you if you want to check them out. That would be super cool.
Also, the Patreon is down there, so be sure to check that out. Donate where you can. It starts as low as a dollar, and you can really help the show grow and do things, and we give you things in background that nobody else does.
True.
Words.
We speak better English up there.
It's true. It's
sometimes. True. Maybe. Yeah.
We are more formal.
Sometimes we even speak worse English.
Sometimes honestly, we create our own language. If you want to know how we say it, eboo clobbly wobbly roo. That means go to our Patreon. That's the most I'm giving you.
That means get the highest tier, and you'll get to see those feet pics.
Shank, you're giving them way too much. They'll be able to crack the code now. Isaac?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But, yeah, I mean, less formal us. I think less formal would be on Twitch. We play video games and rage.
Yes.
I rage.
If you want to see if you want to see technical gameplay with miscellaneous randomness, go check out Curtis. If you want to see like terrible gameplay with kind of decent commentary, see mine. And if you want absolute rage fest with the top tier gameplay, go check out Isaac.
Quite a variety.
We fit in a bunch of different niches. It's pretty great.
Oh, we fit it in wherever we can. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Took you a second.
but yeah, it takes me a second every now and then. This blue dream really does leave me feeling dreamy. Oh my god, bud. This is good shit. But Curtis, before the podcast, you had mentioned there are some things that you want to update, you want to talk about, you want bippity bop.
Yes, I got a bippity bop this, so real quick. Okay, yeah, all those words and stuff. Okay, so for some keen eye buds out there, some of the ones who are over on our YouTube already, subscribe while you're there, and who have been checking out the videos, you might have noticed something. It seems like maybe I'm a little shifted, like I'm a little bit shifted away, because normally I'm up against the corner of my wall, and I'm not there right now. It's very hard to tell, but I'm not there. The reason I'm not there is I'm about 2 feet away from my wall right now. So, for a little bit of context, let me send something over to the Discord real quick. So, that way, my buds here can look at it real quick. Even though I'm pretty sure I've already sent you pictures of it before, but, you know, I like showing my shit off.
Oh, hell yeah.
There it is. All right. So, just posted the page, and now I reveal the Discord so you guys can see it. So,
we have made aware of this wonderful sitting situation. It actually looks better than last time I saw it.
This is my incredible balcony that me and my girlfriend worked very hard to put together. A labor of love. Fucking, it looks beautiful out there. You know, we did design, we fucking put the screen up, we did all this shit. Now, before we put any of the work into doing any of this and putting all of this out there, mind you, the furniture itself was like $300 almost. And then all the extra accessories, hanging all of that up, we put lights up in between the rafters of the place above us, so it looks really nice and everything. Before we did any of this, we had noticed that a building behind us was getting construction done on it. So we had messaged the people in charge of our apartment complex, the landlords. We had messaged them and we'd been like, hey, is our building going to get any construction this year? Like, are we on the schedule to get any construction? We would like to know before we start doing anything to our balcony. They tell us within 2 days, no, we don't have anything scheduled. You know, we don't really know the schedule of the company or when anything's going to be going on. So we're like, okay, that means we can do this. We can put all of this work in and do this.
Yeah.
A month after we get this all set up and everything, we get a message from them posted to our door. Hey, we're about to be doing construction in a week. Get everything off your balcony and anything inside your apartment that's close to a wall that's facing the outside or touching the outside, you have to move everything away from it about a foot away. Or at least they recommend 5 feet away, but at least 2 feet away. So that way any of the vibrations from the construction does not damage any of your shit and you can't sue us for it.
Yeah.
So within a month, it went from, oh, we don't know the schedule or anything, to, yeah, you guys are getting construction on your building.
Yeah. To be fair, the property managers probably haven't talked to the company owners because the company owners probably live like somewhere entirely, like even in a different country. But the property managers themselves, like, they might be like, fucking, I have no idea. They haven't told me shit.
It's a different situation here. Since it's a huge complex, it is owned by, you know, a big company who does own multiple properties. But the properties themselves are ran by individual property managers who most of them live on the property itself and are very aware of the situations going on within their own. They just have to report what they do. So it was well aware.
Yeah.
We're not 100%.
The bigger corporation just might not have felt it necessary to tell them until like the last minute, or they knew and fucking just weren't giving out notices yet.
Right. Which, either way, when we message,
probably would have just said, don't put your shit out yet.
Regardless, when it says, hey, are we getting construction within a month, you should be able to say, yes, you guys are getting construction. Not, we don't know.
Like, it should have been planned well before then. You're right.
Right. So
you're right. You should have had way more notice than like a month.
Trust me, if this was like we did this 2 months ago or like 3, 4, 5 months ago, I could start understanding it. This literally all happened within a month.
Or like when you moved in, if like when on your move-in date, like, hey, we're gonna have construction at this date or close to this date. We're not sure when, but just like heads up, it's coming. That would be good.
But the fact the main thing is. The main thing is that we didn't really know that it was coming to our specific building because they aren't going in order with them. You know, the buildings are numbered, but they aren't going in order. So they could do 32, they could do 84, they could do, you know, 31, and then they could come back and do 24 or 25 or 26, whatever. So between that, it's hard to say.
No, you're right. And honestly, I fucking 100% like see where you're I see where you're coming from because they should have given you substantially more notice than that. Like when you asked them, they should have known then. Like it's like even if there was like if they didn't know, they should have found out for sure rather than saying no, because if you're not sure, you say I'm not sure and you find out, right? But if you like don't know, don't say no. Like, you know, because then when it happens, you look like a jackass like these people do. Like, they look like jackasses for confirming that it wasn't going to happen when it did.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I had to clear everything else off. But again, now I got a bunch of stuff living in my closet, a bunch of stuff living out in the living room, and pretty much all the decorations are in a couple 5 gallon buckets. But whatever. They get done with it. We'll have a nicely painted balcony. Hopefully some of the wood and stuff gets replaced, and then we just put it all back up.
Yep, upgrade 2.0.
Exactly, better.
Fucking 2.0. You can like, you'll be like, you know what, those lights, well, we have them down, why don't we fucking get like a bunch of those LED strips and fucking just fucking put those up on the roof, like in a bunch of fucking like patterns.
We're still gonna do the lights, but we're gonna have better way. The first time we did it, we did staples for most of it, so now I got a bunch of those hooks, so I can put those in and just like string them in, so it's like, oh, the battery or everything's dead on them, just take them off like this rather than having to pull a bunch of staples.
Efficient. That's smart.
Yeah. So little that's things smart. Like that. Now the part of it that's fucking hilarious to me is so I have these neighbors who are a little bit jealous when we did our balcony because we got it done in 2 days roughly. You know, 2 days we had
your ass. I remember you telling us that you and your other half like fucking busted your asses to get that like looking good.
Exactly. So took us about 2 days to do. Within those 2 days, fucking, we hear like through our front door security camera because it records when people go by. So we watched the camera footage and we notice our across the hall neighbors. Most of the time when they were coming out, they were kind of talking a little bit of shit about it. And we're like, what? Do they think it's bad or anything like that? Come to find out that we think the girl was being passive aggressive because she really wanted her balcony done and her man wasn't doing it. So she was passive aggressively saying stuff anytime she could.
I get that though. She was trying to like spur him into being like, why don't we make our balcony nice? But he just wasn't having it.
Within a week, they started doing renovations on their balcony, including adding some planters, putting up some nicer furniture, putting a screen up just like ours, including coming over and actually asking us where, how we attached our screen so they could do it better. Now the part of it that makes it fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
He does like carpentry or some shit like that. I'm not 100% sure. He got a bunch of scrap wood together and he built them something on their balcony that's perfectly fit to fit on the balcony. It's too big to go inside the place again. It's too big to fit through the door.
So he built it on the balcony
to be the size of the balcony. He didn't make it
disassemblable.
He did, but in order to disassemble he'd have to disassemble it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can disassemble any wood thing with a saw as long as you just don't mind how it's disassembled.
Oh, it's like bolts and stuff like that. So no, I mean, he'd literally have to take it apart piece by piece, pretty much.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks to be him. I mean, sucks to suck, right? Like, this is one of those sucks to suck situations. Buddy, if you're listening to the podcast right now, I'm really sorry, but dude, sucks
I'm not telling him about him.
No, don't mention it to him. But if he happens to happen upon it, sucks to suck, bud. Sorry. That's like, I mean, you shouldn't do that kind of thing. It's like the dude who built it in his basement.
Yeah.
Like the guy who built a tank in his basement. How the fuck you plan on getting that out of there, bub?
Like, great idea. In theory.
I know. So, yeah. Well, dude, it's a tank. I'll just blow the house up and drive through it.
So yeah. That's what's going on, and that's why my camera setup is a little bit weird. So I'm also trying hard not to. But I'm also trying hard not to kick my desk too much because I don't want everything going.
Oh yes, true say. Because you are used to having the wall there for the extra support.
Yeah,
but I mean, honestly, the framing looks great, though. I'm not gonna lie to you; it does look really good. But no, that is really shitty, and hopefully they get the construction done stupid fast. Yeah, because that is annoying as shit.
In the meantime, I sit here and eat my froyo.
But buds, if you've had any shitty fucking situations where your landlords were douchebags, feel free to talk about it down in the comments below or on our Discord channel. We'd love to hear from you.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah. But speaking of froyo, time to talk about munchies, man.
Exactly. I've been munching on this since the podcast started.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I've been reaching down and grabbing these Cheerios. Or not Cheerios, fucking Cheetos.
Take it all mine.
But yeah, munchies, the fantastic thing that keeps us alive, because it could technically be a snack or a dinner or a full meal or anything, but I think more or less we're referring to
sustenance.
It's sustenance. Yeah, I think right now we're just mainly referring to the in-between meal fucking snacks that just kind of get you by, where it's just like, I'm hungry, but I don't feel like making something, so it's just
Or if you've just finished a wicked mad session and you're super, super toasted and like, man, I need something to crunch on right now. Immediately.
Smoking or sex?
Yes. Both.
Thanks. Okay.
Yes. But yeah, like, and you just need something to like get in your face. Like, you need to munch. You need to get, it's like you just, that the hunger calls to you, but you don't want to cook anything. You don't want to make any like meal.
Right.
You just grab something that you can just shove in your face.
Something to eat. Something to munch.
Yeah. Okay. So we all have our own individual tastes, obviously, when it comes to munchies. Curtis and I both have the stoner-fueled munchies, but Isaac doesn't smoke, but he is a beast.
He's a munchie man.
So, Isaac, we'll start with you.
Terribly, that's all.
We'll start with you, dude. What do you... If you had to, I know that you're kind of a variety guy, but if you had to pick like one munchie that you were gonna be stuck with on a desert island, what do you think it would be? Cheddar cheese popcorn, white cheddar or orange cheddar?
White.
Nice. That classic matte black bag.
The smart foods.
Smart food.
The smart food. Yep. Yep.
Actually, I'm not sponsored, but hey, Smart Food, hit us up.
I would get different munchies all the time, but I would always stick with my Smart Foods. White cheddar popcorn.
Fuck yeah.
Nice. Fuck yeah. Nice.
That is a fucking solid choice.
Now, you were telling us beforehand that usually you don't like to stick to a whole bunch of one food just because you don't like to get burnt out on it.
Yep, yeah. Because I am burnt out of strawberry Pop-Tarts and Cheetos.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Too much of a good thing. Swiss rolls, too.
Yeah, Swiss rolls. I can understand that one.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I used to have at least one every day when I was a kid.
I guess if that's the case, I think that may explain why I'm burnt out on hot fudge sundae Pop-Tarts.
Could be.
Because well, those were in the school vending machine, and any day I had a dollar, which was pretty much every day from junior to senior year. So I would come in with a dollar, and I would always get a Pop-Tart, and that would be my breakfast.
Yeah, see, that was more of an after-school thing for me. I'd get up to school, grab something to drink, grab my Swiss rolls, and plop my ass on the couch.
Yeah. I think
so. And that happened the entire time we had food stamps, because, God, if you've had food stamps, it's the best.
Swiss rolls.
It was the fucking best. And yeah, no. That was like my daily routine for a really long time. Oh, yeah. A few years, I would say. It's like more than, yeah.
Yeah.
If not that, it would also be the strawberry Pop-Tarts and, or Cheetos. No, Cheetos was. Who doesn't like Cheetos? Well, me. Not anymore. But
I'm holding these crunchy Cheetos right here. The jalapeno cheddar crunchy Cheetos.
Maybe if I try different Cheetos.
Oh, the puppy ones?
Then I should mention that it's original Cheetos and Cheeto Puffs that I'm over. I get that.
What about the Flamin' Hots? Yeah, you tried the Flamin' Hots yet?
Yeah, but I'm not too much of a fan of them. I'm not too much of a fan of hot stuff. The only hot Cheetos I think I've enjoyed are the fries and the baked.
Yeah, these jalapeno cheddar ones aren't really spicy, but they're fucking, they've got a little bit of spice to them, but they're just delicious.
Back in high school, 50 cents, you get a bag of fucking chips or something like that, so.
Not a bad deal. Good deal.
And I would get those, because that was, you know, they're not bad.
So. Yeah, but it's kind of like, it's weird, because it's kind of like your tolerance to smoking. Like, you got us, me and Curtis switch our strains up all the time. Because we don't want our tolerance to one strain.
I just don't want to be burnt out of food anymore.
And we don't want to get like tired of like smoking any one strain. So we just vary it all the time. And it's kind of the same way with munchies, you know? It's like you want to shift your munchies around and change it up and try different things. And, you know.
Unless you have the one that's just like, if you've been doing it for 10 plus years and it's still not, you're still not burnt out, then.
Yeah.
Good. Like, white cheddar popcorn.
Yeah, that will always be a hit.
That'll always be my top tier.
Nice.
But yeah, no, thanks to owning a Sam's Club membership, you know.
That I looks can get like bulk. Something that stops babies.
Hi there, Patreon.
That's not Patreon worthy. That's YouTube fine.
No, that'll be YouTube fine.
For our audio listeners, Shank just held up a Cheeto that looked like one of those insertion birth controls.
IUDs.
IUDs, those are the words. Yeah, Shank just held up an IED.
Yep, and then I ate it.
That definitely will stop some babies.
Okay. Oh my god. Did you say IED?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my god! Oh my god! Jesus! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Couldn't even make it to the 30-minute mark.
On the Patreon.
But no, straight up though, Isaac, man, it is fucking awesome that like you know, like you do like to bury it up, and of course the cheddar, the white cheddar popcorn, always a fucking hit, always a fucking hit. Like, Kurt, go on.
It's the one thing I don't think I switch up too much. I mean, 1 week I'll be like, all right, I'll get some goldfish. Next, it'll be Cheetos. Oh, not Cheetos. Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its.
And then that just like cycle. But those two cycle a lot every week.
You like cracker based snacks.
Cracker and cheese based snacks.
If I go to Westside Market downtown Cleveland, I try to get my hands on a big
bag of smokies. Sounds like you're eating your microphone.
It's a kind of booger, I'm not gonna lie. But if I go to Westside Market, I like to get like a big thing of smokies. If you know what smokies are.
Mm. Yeah.
Basically meat sticks, if who don't know. It's just like a meat stick.
Not like Slim Jims, but things, bigger.
Thicker and bigger and
more. They're girthier, girthier Slim Jims.
No flavor.
They're
too,
thick like. Gems.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, they're thick Jims with three C's.
I used to get Slim Jims as a snack, but those things are over price. It's not worth it anymore.
The first time I went to the United States, the first time I ever went there, I was 12 years old. I remember it like it was fucking yesterday, even though I was 12 years old. It was a very long time ago. I got a can of Slim Jims. Now, y'all have both heard of the cans of Slim Jims because you're both American, and I know every American has had an experience.
Mm-hmm. With a can
of Slim. It was one of those 150 Slim Jims in a can.
The tiny ones.
Yeah, but yeah, the ones that are like, they're like, yeah, that's in a can. It's a, but there's 150 of them in the can.
Yeah.
I ate all of them in like a day and a bit. Like, it was unhealthy, but I ate an unhealthy amount of Slim Jims.
I'm not going to speak on Curtis's terms, but in my terms, I haven't seen the can in a while.
I haven't seen them in a while, but there's two reasons I haven't seen them in a while. One, now they have like the strands of minis in individually wrapped plastic because they want you to take them to like school and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then there's like a box of like 30.
The box of 30, and then there's also the big tube. Like the actual tube of full size fucking Slim Jim.
Which you mostly get at like your local Sam's Club.
The ones that you would take to a liquor store and then just open them up and you're like, here, I'm selling them for $1 each now.
I don't want to date myself, but this would have been sometime between 1998 and 2001. Sometime in that age.
So 2000.
I mean, that's in the can. It's just been a few weeks since I've seen
it. Was it Y2K or was it just that? I don't remember. Actually, does that even add up? I don't even
that's
know.
Jared,
Look, I don't want to date myself here, but I went there January 4th, 1993, or January 5th,
1993. I am dating myself here, but
they already know how old I am.
I had a birth date between 1998 to 2023. Well, there was times I've had a breath of air.
Sometime in there. But all right, Curtis.
I am.
You were eating some gelato when we first started.
Nope, it's Froyo.
Froyo. Oh,
it's Froyo.
It's Froyo.
Strings? What the hell?
But so obviously we can tell that you're enjoying that. And if you buds are watching on the YouTube channel, you can tell that he's enjoying that. But you fucking swallow it, bitch. You fucking swallow it. But no. You like it. You like it. Yeah, Isaac's your daddy.
My uncle's house while he's forcing me to eat green beans.
I was gonna let it drip down my side, but then we definitely need to put this on Patreon.
Yeah, this would be on Patreon. But basically, what else do you enjoy munching on? I won't give you the whole desert island thing, but
I want the desert island. I can't answer the no. Hold on.
Stuck on Mars with only an alien companion, potentially fuck, but there's tension. But you don't know whether you can or not, so you got to check the waters. And one snack. What would it be? The snack, not the sex.
I have the Mars one fucking definitely prepared, but now I'm unsure.
What would it be? Well, in that situation. The alien is androgynous, by the way. You're not sure if it's a guy or a girl, and you're uncertain how to ask.
So all right, Shank, shut the fuck up. So, snacks that I enjoy. Frozen yogurt is one of those things where I'm like, oh, it's yogurt. It's healthy, so I'm never going to fucking try it. And then my girlfriend's like, why are you not eating frozen yogurt? It's basically ice cream, but healthy for you. I'm like, the fuck? And yeah, it's incredible.
So, yeah, you're like, that can't be true. And then you try coffee, fucking Froyo, and you're like, yeah. Life changed.
The closest I think it came to Froyo is putting donuts in the freezer.
Same shit. But no.
Yeah, so what kind are you eating?
It's a mixture of fucking shits. So at the Froyo place by me, rather than doing it by weight like some places do, it's just a cup size. So you can
Menchie's,
just,
I think it's called, does it by weight.
Menchie's does it by weight, and there is one of those near me, but we have a orange leaf. So go
I
there
like that and, the King of the Hill where Peggy fucking like perfectly calculates all of the weight of the different ingredients so she can get a free one. And then she forgets to take into the account the weight of the cup.
Yeah. There you pretty much get your three sizes. You can fill it up as much as you want, and then you get two toppings, and then they charge more for extra toppings. So I just go down the line and just fill it full of shit. So it's mainly cheesecake, Reese's, brownie batter, a little bit of coffee, some vanilla, some birthday cake, and a bit of pumpkin pie, but it's a little
so
bit
your, there. So what's your Froyo? You kamikaze it like someone with a fountain drink.
Yeah, he
like my Slurpees at 7-Eleven too.
Fruitopia, yeah. Now, question though, do you do it in a haphazard way or a meticulous way? Are you one of those people like me when I make one of the slushies where you do like a nice layer of one and then you carefully put the next layer, and then you carefully put so you got the nice layer? Or are you one of those people that just fucking smashes the ass to it and like just dumps them all in there? You're like, cram some red, cram some blue, cram some.
Cram, like, cram, cram.
Not even caring about how you put it in there. Does your Froyo just end up as one, and like, and I'll just ball
no.
of Froyo, or is it like, good? No.
No.
No. That's it. You don't.
It's so no. The fucking. It's I do the one that I want the most is the one that mostly goes in the cup, and then the ones that I want little bits of, I do a little bit of that. That's usually my thinking behind it. And I fit it all in a cup.
You're like, I fit it. So
I don't know what you want me to say.
I don't know. Like, some people like carefully layer shit, you know?
Yeah, with Froyo, it's fucking get it in the cup. And if it goes off the side, that means I get to lick it. And then I get to start fresh. So I may do that like 20 times, but free samples.
Oh no! I'm pouring down your fucking face. Oh,
I'm just Encino manning it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's broken. I need to.
Oh no, it's broken and all over the floor.
It's broken. I can't let it go to waste. I'm a hero. Oh, I'm broken.
Okay. So anyway,
yeah.
With my so Slurpees, a little bit different story. I will layer that in a little bit of fashion, but again, it's still most of this, mostly pina colada, and then blue raspberry, Coca Cola. Everything else gets butt fucked. Yes, I am a kamikaze fucking mixer when it comes to most of that type of shit. Slurpees, Froyo, Cold Stone ice cream. Fucking, I didn't really like it all too much for the first like. 12 years there was one near me, and I finally started going into one, and I'm like, why have I missed this?
Yeah, why did I miss out on this beautifulness?
So yeah, so ice cream is definitely going to be, I'm going to say, one of my fucking best ones. Crumble cookie, I guess I'm a sweets connoisseur. I am a fucking sweet tooth for sure. So crumble cookie,
I don't like it. Nope.
I think they're overpriced as fuck. I think they're pretentious, and it definitely looks like a business that was just created by some white Karen bitch on a fucking iPad, and she's like, I have such a good cookie recipe, and then she fucking somehow started a business, which I'm almost guaranteed that's how it actually is, but god damn it, they're fucking buttermilk pancake cookies.
I'm on those cookies, so.
Oh yeah.
There's some fantastic ones.
I have no doubt in my mind that Isaac's mother probably could make better cookies.
100%.
100%.
I ate some before we got on here. That's chocolate chip and white chocolate chip.
Yep, 100%. I don't doubt that.
Did she make me a fucking chocolate French silk pie cookie?
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
Dope. Yeah, no, she her mom was a baker, dude.
All right,
I'll be waking up and she'll be baking something. Yeah, you know, morning it could be monkey bread. I never know what monkey bread is.
I know, your mom was supposed to make me some fucking monkey bread. and send it to me. And she never did. Isaac's mom, if you're watching this podcast, make me some fucking monkey bread, please. With all respect, I love you.
You're the greatest.
What?
The stuff that Curtis and Isaac do is totally consensual.
Okay. So yeah, sweets, ice creams. I like cinnamon rolls. I like making cinnamon rolls in my fucking like little toaster ovens and such. I think that's a really fun time.
Have you tried the air fryer cinnamon buns yet?
I tried it once and it just burnt the fuck out of the edges, unfortunately. So I do got to try a couple more trials, but yeah. I now have a microwave that could theoretically cook them because it has a convection oven setting on it.
Sick.
So we're talking, I thought we were naming stuff we don't make. Damn.
What?
When you mentioned munchies in the beginning, you said perfect. Something along the lines of, we don't make it, or it's just something we stuff our fucking face with, and this guy Curtis is over here,
he could go out and buy a cinnamon bun, though. To be fair, I've had cinnamon buns in my kitchen that I did not bake. I bought them at the store and brought them home.
Wait, hold on. If we're talking about just munchies and stuff like that, you're talking about your mom making you fucking cookies. I just went out and bought some, and you have homemade cookies?
Yeah, dog,
that's from scratch?
We're talking about store-bought shit that we don't have to make.
I can literally throw my cinnamon rolls in the microwave.
I didn't make it, that counts.
That's true. He is being provided it by somebody else.
I need to chill out.
But that's true. He is being provided it by somebody else. Okay. So that does count. We'll say it counts. And Curtis, yours counts too. And like that's the thing, is like, because munchies are just any food that's quick and you can just eat it. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, it's like, you want to go grab a cookie? Go eat it. You want to go grab a cinnamon roll? Go eat it.
Right, I will go grab a cookie.
That's what I'm saying. Get a cookie, Isaac. But yeah, Curtis, like, I think that making your cinnamon buns, that's a great, and it's true. Like, I remember even in the old episodes of the podcast and everything else, you've always had, like, sweeter munchies, you know?
Exactly. Like, even my beverage choices, you know, I like Pepsi and sodas and drinks that are sweet or sodary or sugary.
Your piles of coffee drink.
Exactly. Now, here's the thing. Unfortunately, obviously, sweets cannot sustain me if I were to survive on a deserted island.
True.
However, the survival and the logistical way of solving that would be
keep in mind, this is the thing, okay. Now, the island is inhabited by animals, so you can hunt and fish and stuff like that for regular food. This is just for a snack.
I know. And I'm just saying, like, hypothetically, if I'm going life or death, survival situation, yada yada, beef jerky all the way, survival.
Right. Yeah.
However, if we're going with just what I would prefer,
survival needs are met. You're just looking for something to snack on.
Yes. If that is the case, then the thing I am going to take with me as my snack is going to be soft pretzels. I fucking love soft pretzels.
Yes.
Fucking every goddamn day of my life, I will eat fucking pretzels.
Yeah.
No problem. Twisted sticks from Applebee's, from the ballpark, from the fucking movie theater, little bites. I don't care. Give me soft pretzels in my mouth. Nom, 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 nom.
Yep. Soft pretzels are fucking fantastic.
Butter and salt. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to get a lot of hate on this because I am very particular on my munchies, and I will get more to this in a little bit, but I don't want anything else with it. Just salt. So no mustard, no cheese. Don't give me any of that bullshit. I get it. You can have it yourself. That's great.
Yeah.
I want a pretzel with salt.
Yep. Myself, I like Parmesan. I like a little bit of a Parmesan dusting, but but butter and salt is delicious. Butter and salt is delicious.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is me.
Yeah. No, brilliant, man. Again, that's a good snack to have, like, as a fuck.
Yeah.
It's thick and it's warm most of the time if you warm it, which, I mean, obviously.
I will campfire that shit.
What are we, animals? Of course we warm it, but basically, like, it's a really satisfying snack.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, it has that kind of, like,
Shank, how about you? What is your snacking list and then your deserted island snack?
Well, much to the disappointment of the buds at home, I love chips. they regularly crunching, munching on my streams, on the podcast, everywhere. Like, whenever they hear my voice, they hear crunching, usually nearby. This is because I regularly have the munchies, because look around. You see where we are. I don't know, I have the metabolism of a hummingbird, so I just always feel the need to snack, and for me, chips are just the most efficient, convenient, delicious snack. And as a texture-oriented person, like, I find that, like, they're satisfying all around for me. Much like Isaac, though, I don't like the puffy Cheetos, or, like, I just don't like the poofy ones that, like, melt in your mouth. Like, it's just, I don't like them. I don't dislike them. I don't hate them. It's not like I'd, like, be like, I just like the crunchy ones. And more specifically, the jalapeno cheddar crunchy ones. They are absolutely my favorite. I will have them anytime you offer them to me. I'll take them. But that, it's like that with most chips for me, honestly. I don't really have much of a sweet tooth. I've never been, like, a cake or a brownie fan. Brownies, I like them if they have, you know, if they're special brownies. But, you know, I don't have much of a sweet tooth. I will eat candies every now and then. Being specific about candies, I would say Nibs. I love Nibs. They're fucking great.
That's Nibs, another thing I put myself on.
Yeah, Nibs are dope. I love them.
Like, sweet, and if I can't, candies, like, if I can't get Nibs,
if I can't get Nibs, then Super Nibs, because I can just bite them into small pieces and pretend they're Nibs. Yeah, like, I'm not much of a sweet tooth guy. I don't like sweet foods. I like crunchy, cheap, like, chips, like, and savory foods. Like, honestly, if I could answer this with, like, steak, if it was readily available to me whenever I wanted to eat a snack, I guess beef jerky.
Steak bites.
Yeah, steak bites, like, beef jerky steak bites would probably be one of the, like, closest things I could get to a steak.
I mean, order steak.
I wonder if you could heat those up and they'd be, like...
You can microwave a steak.
Yeah, but can you microwave steak bites? I want to try that. I'm going to buy some steak bites and microwave them.
Like I said, go to Applebee's, order steak.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. But no, I'm thinking of something that I could just, like, if I was sitting at my computer, I could just be like, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't want to, like, have a steak in front of me and be like, live stream.
But do you guys just not have a George Foreman grill next to you? Lame. Just whole chicken breast on a fork.
That'd be so fucking dope. I would love
it. After I seen Michael Scott have one, I was like, you know what? I gotta have one.
I'm gonna have to get one over here next to the Hulk, man. Fuck.
I'm getting one at the foot of my bed, so when I wake up, I smell bacon.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to move the book that confuses the shit out of me and that can of Pepsi and put a George Foreman grill there. Yeah, man, the overall, like, chips, man, are my snack of choice. Dill pickle chips are my favorite, which is weird. Yep, weirds people out, makes people weird. But, and I'm not talking any of that creamy dill or any of that bullshit that you get. I hate when people need to cream dill. Don't cream it. The dill's fine.
I'll cream you.
But dill pickle chips are delicious. I love them. And I'll take you up on that. They're really, really good. And my second favorite, also not a big fan of everybody's first choice, but ketchup chips. I fucking love them.
Fucking Canadian.
I love
Canadians.
Oh, it's weird as shit. It's weird. But if someone was like, well, pick a normal kind because they don't have any of the weird kinds, I'd be like, okay, sour cream and onion.
Valid.
If I need to, all dressed, but sour cream and onion.
Valid.
If I had to pick, like, pick a normal kind, that.
Okay, actually.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Since we're on the topic of chips, I've seen something
that
in different countries, the blue bag of Doritos is considered the original. So in Canada, it is the original.
No,
if I told you to go pick up a bag of Doritos,
I'd probably get
the flavor.
I'd have to ask you whether or orange, red, or blue, because blue is ranch, orange is nacho, and red is zesty.
What would you consider?
Probably
the original
red.
Dorito.
Red, the red one, or the orange one? Probably the red one.
I know here in at least America, at least Curtis could probably agree that if we say Doritos, we're talking about nacho cheese.
Yeah, that's nacho. The red bag is like, or no, the wait, hold on, 1 second, let me look it up. But I'm pretty sure the red bag is not one of no. The red bag is zesty. No,
no, it's orange. Orange is zesty.
The red bag.
So you would consider that the original.
That's the OG. That's the OG. Ranch didn't come out until like way later.
In Ireland, the blue bag is called the original.
That's funny because I know in some places they call it Cool American. Like in some countries, it's called Cool American, which is funny. But
in Ireland, it's like known as the original Dorito. Like, it's. If you mean, that's so give me a bag of Doritos, it's the blue bag.
Here's the thing. Funny. Unfortunately, even though I'm not going to say I like Doritos, like they're all right, but I'm not a huge fan of Doritos, and I'm really glad because it's a huge stereotype, and I like to not fulfill that by just eating Doritos.
To be fair, I do absolutely love Doritos jalapeno cheddar. For me, it's the jalapeno cheddar. I think it's more about the jalapeno cheddar flavor for me than the fact that it's a Dorito, because I'll eat literally any chip that's jalapeno cheddar, but...
Sweet chili. The purple bag.
Yep. The purple bag for us is... The purple bag for us is barbecue, I think.
They actually have barbecue, though. I tried barbecue Doritos, and...
They're good.
It's like a sweet barbecue. Like, it reminds me of the sweetness and the tanginess of McDonald's barbecue sauce on a Dorito.
No, they are really good. They're very, very good. I've had them too. I tried them. Obviously, I had to. I try every new chip that comes to the market if I can get my hands on it. But it was they were really good. I got them from next to my house, the convenience.
I was just curious if Canada was the same as Ireland with the Doritos.
No, man. In Canada, we know the red bag is the OG bag. They're the bag that was like around from pretty much the beginning. And then they introduced the Zesty, and then they introduced the fucking ranch after that.
But I hear that the Cool Ranch in Ireland is better than the one here. So
it may very well be. Yeah, hopefully,
I want to try it out.
If anybody ever wants to fund the shit out of the podcast and fly us over to Ireland, hey.
Or just Patreon, so we can buy boxes of snacks from different countries.
That would work.
And we try them out for the podcast.
Yeah, that would work well.
Everyone's high except me.
That actually reminds me, I found a website earlier. But yeah, it's called raremunchies.com.
Dopeness.
And they sell mystery boxes and snack box and stuff.
Oh, I forget the site I used for my Canadian one.
But a big thing, the one big question, the elephant on the island. If I was trapped in one place forever, perpetually, and I could only have one snack with me, and that's the only snack I could have, and I had to eat it every single day, I would say, like, much like you, Curtis, from a survival perspective, I'd probably take, like, steak bites.
Yeah.
Just so that I'd have, like, that kind of thing, like, easy protein. But if it's not from survival standpoint, then I would say dill pickle chips. Because I could safely eat dill pickle chips.
Fuck what Canada did. They ruined my favorite chip, which is your dill pickle bullshit.
Dill pickle's fantastic.
Dill pickle and white cheddar popcorn is a no-go, dog.
No, just dill pickle popcorn, fine. Dill pickle and white cheddar, not fine. Do not mix.
You guys have dill pickle with white cheddar popcorn.
Yeah, but I have seasoning, popcorn seasoning that you can just buy at the store that's dill pickle flavored. And when I have popcorn and I just put the dill pickle on it and I don't adulterate it with some other type of flavorant, it's fantastic. It's great,
guys.
Like, so, yeah,
$7 steak flavored Cheetos from China.
Yeah, that's a
one left.
My God damn it! You make me want to order more chip, like country snacks, dude. Some of the snacks, if you want to pick them individually, they tax out the ass.
Absolutely insane.
Well, that's why I haven't bought zesty cheese Doritos anywhere, because they tax out the ass.
Yeah, it's true. Tariffs are fucking wild, man.
Milky Way shake from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So basically, it's like, yeah, like there's all kinds of like possibilities for munchies and that kind of thing. But overall, chips will always be my favorite. Just crunchiness, the deliciousness, the crunchiness, the texture, like everything else. Like, I mean, I love eating all kinds of things, but Yeah. Fucking chips. Chips will always have my munchy heart. And not only that, but they're just such a satisfying munchy food because you can eat like a giant fucking bag of them when you're blazed out of your mind and not feel remotely guilty. You're just like, yeah, I just smashed that fucking family size bag of chips and I don't give a shit.
What are you gonna do about
chips?
Man.
What chips?
You know what? I consider my gut bacteria to be part of my family, so I'm with my family right now.
With chips for me, it's
my own ecosystem.
Yeah.
I can only do like a bowl of chips and I'm good. I can't like keep going in the bag, in and out the bag. I'm like a fucking family size bag. It's kind of like or one of the variety bags.
I used to do that as a kid, but now I just can't.
I can, and I always open my bags upside down. Always.
I guess that's a good way to show that, you know, that bag is yours if there's another bag around.
Well, not only that, but also when they're sitting on the shelves in the store, they sit like that. So all of the seasoning and everything else settles to the bottom of the bag. And that way, when you flip them over and you eat them, you get more seasoned chips first. And as you eat them, the seasoning settles down to the top of the bag and it coats the rest of the chips with more seasoning. So you end up with like an overall more flavorful bag of chips instead of having those dead ass fucking barely covered chips on the top.
Fair.
Science, bro. Science. I'm a chips fanato, man. When I say I'm obsessed with chips, I'm not fucking joking you. I'm not.
Science joking. Rules.
Bill Nye, the chips.
Chip guy.
Bill Pink, the chippy guy. Fuck.
Jeez.
But no, legit, it is like, you know, I love chips. Like, they're just part of my fucking soul. But
I don't know a single person that doesn't like chips, so.
No, that's true. And that's the cool thing about them, is much like pizza and other foods of that variety, there's a chip to suit everybody.
Actually, I know someone who actually doesn't like pizza. No matter what they've had, they do not like pizza. And I'm just like, what are you, stupid?
How?
Cheese pizza? I get it if it's like cheese pizza because, you know, it's just cheese, sauce, and bread. I'm a picky eater, but I feel like cheese pizza is the most blandish fucking food. Yeah. It's boring.
Yeah.
It's boring.
At least put some pepperonis on that bitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't like pepperonis, hamburger or something. Just anything.
Sausage. Ham. Bacon,
sausage. I saw a movie where a guy threw a sausage on a pizza.
What was there's one that, the pizza place over here that does chicken barbecue.
Barbecue chicken pizza.
Chicken barbecue chicken.
What else can you get? You can get like Supreme.
Hell yeah.
Well, I think Supreme actually has pepperoni on it.
A Canadian delicacy that I find fucking delicious, and I don't care who doesn't like it because the internet told them to, but pineapple pizza, fucking the Hawaiian pizza, Canadian delicacy. I love that shit. I will eat it any day of the week. I mean, you can at me if you want to. I mean, I'm going to be really nice about it because it is just delicious in my opinion. If you don't like it, cool. More pineapple for me. Also, scientists show that pineapple does interesting things for dudes. Google it.
Make sure cum sweet. I'll just say no.
I wasn't going to actually explicitly say it.
It's not even... It's not just pineapple. It's all fruits that are sweet.
As adult, we already know it's 18 plus. They got us anyway, fucking dicks. But, but that said,
we are past the 8-minute mark. I could curse and say come now. All right, we're fine.
That's true.
We're not even monetized anyway.
Yeah, nobody from YouTube is scrubbing our videos. I don't think. Are they? Are you? Hi.
Come on, us.
YouTube. Wait, hey, if we end up on the trending page, we'll stop being so saucy. Yeah, we'll stop being so saucy if we end up on the trending page, because then we'll just be like, hey, buds, we're in front of everybody. Joined. start calling it recreational incense. Curtis using his bubble machine.
I wanna I want to know who gets high and gets the munchies, and you'd be like, you know what? I want chocolate covered ants or some bullshit candy, whatever like that.
Bro,
as a munchie, mother high.
Bro, I got you fucking covered there.
No, no.
What do you got?
None high. Isaac doesn't even want
no
chocolate covered ants, bugs, or anything like that.
All right. What about guinea pig? Have you ever tried guinea pig before?
No, I'm not Chef Ramsay.
Come on, what, has Chef Ramsay tried guinea pig before?
Yes, he and Twitter tried to cancel him for it.
Oh, interesting.
He had a YouTube video of he went to a certain country and
it's he, Peru.
They cooked him some guinea pig and he ate it and they tried to cancel him for
it. Hey man, that's a source of meat that they eat there. That happens.
That's not dog or cat, so why? Why
it's not only that, but they don't torture it before they eat it, which is the big issue. Like, you know, like that's what most people should take moral issue with, is if an animal is mistreated before it's harvested for meat. Like, you know, like if it's treated well, who gives a shit? Like, it's had a good life and then it dies for a cause that's bigger than it.
Mm-hmm.
So like what happens to us most of the time, right? We die for a cause that's bigger than us and celebrate it. So,
and then someone eats us.
Like, and then someone eats us.
And Jeffrey Dahmer comes out of nowhere.
Hi there, cat owners. You know, your protein.
You're looking at, you're talking straight to Curtis right now.
He is. He knows. He knows. Every cat owner knows and accepts it because their furry friends are adorable and they love them.
Exactly. But Saki's first. He's meatier.
Of course. No, I don't mean that you're going to eat them. I mean, if you die, they'll eat you. I mean, like, they won't hesitate.
Eating Saki first.
Like, you're like dead. You like die. Saki comes over to try to like munch on your. And you're like, just zombie style.
Like some end of the some like 80s movie. The ending before the credits.
Yeah, when it like jump cuts, like smash cuts to your face, like fucking super fast hyper zoom.
Like,
and then your eyes flash open and you just.
Like, what was the zombie movie? Night of the Living Dead or something like that? At the end, where the car is driving away, and you got the zombie that...
Yeah, it's like, rawr! Yeah. Yeah, I think, I don't even know if that was it. But yeah, man, there's, like weird-ass foods around the world. I've personally tried bugs before. I've eaten barbecue crickets, and they weren't great. I wouldn't recommend them as a regular snack. I wouldn't, like, be like, hey...
I wouldn't recommend them at all.
Like, I mean, they're not bad. They didn't taste, I wouldn't say they tasted gross or anything, but they just, to me, didn't hit that munchy spot. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't, like, when I was eating them, like, I wasn't like, oh, this is great. I could eat these all day kind of thing. Because, like, the flavor wasn't super barbecue-y. The texture wasn't the greatest thing ever. And I couldn't get through my head exactly that I was eating crickets. You know what I mean? I couldn't really put that out of my mind. So, like, it's at the end of the day, I think it's one of those things where if you were raised with it, like, if you were, like, born and raised, and that's just what you did, you probably would be fine with it. But where I was kind of born with only the weirdos eating bugs, and I only, when I became an adult and got, you know, like, access to seeing other cultures and stuff like that, was like, okay, it's a normal thing for some people, and that's totally cool. I just can't get it out of my head that I'm eating crickets, and for me, that's what kind of put me off them, and I would never go out and buy them again.
All right. Curtis, what about you? What's your weird snack that you've had before?
Something outside your comfort zone, aside from Froyo.
Doesn't have to be bugs.
Yeah, don't know. Yeah, that's bugs are just one example of weird. There's all kinds of it.
I don't know. I used to frequent the Japanese shop at a mall. So just like random things that, you know, most Americans wouldn't really come across. So like seaweed chips and weird flavored Kit Kats and shit like that.
Interesting.
Let's see.
I remember seeing one cherry blossom Kit Kat one time that they tried. But...
I think China or somewhere. I think it might be Canada. I think it's one of the countries that start with a C. It's like a certain Kit Kat, like strawberry Kit Kat or something like that.
Well, Japan has over like 500 or 400 flavors of Kit Kat, so.
Oh, yeah. Japan went fucking nuts with Kit Kat.
They went nuts with a whole bunch of shit, so.
Yeah.
Like tentacles and
They do corner the market for weird foods. I was saying before the podcast, I looked up a list of strange foods. I won't go through the whole list because it doesn't really matter, but like of the countries, and 40% of the top 10 were Japan.
Believe it.
Yeah.
They like octopus.
Yeah, 40% of the top 10 were Japan. And I mean, they have like this tiny island that's got such a magnificent and vibrant and like interesting culture. Like, that's just like it's so cool. Like, they have their own culture that's entirely amazing and unique, but they have cornered the fucking market on weird food.
Of course. Okay. Now, I thought of something actually. Something that maybe not a lot of whole people have tried because of the fucking stigma around it type of shit, yada yada. And by stigma, I mean the stereotype of it. Caviar.
I have tried it before.
Exactly.
Well, not because I know what it is, and I don't like fish already. So
that's what I knew exactly what it was before I tried it, and I still wanted to try it just because I'm like, hey. But the thing is, if you're ever at a place and it's available to try for free, do it.
Do it.
Just straight up do it. For me, I was fucking like 12, 13, 14 year old. And at this point, I was still already a picky eater. Like, I had just started liking pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
So, every year we would go to a Detroit Tigers game at Comerica Park. And my dad, at the time, worked for a company that would do, like, the pop and liquor lines of the bars and everything at all the stations. Like, they would be repairing the lines that go from the back room to pump all the beer and everything to where it needed to go, basically.
Yeah. So delivering the beer to the thirsty fans.
Exactly. So my dad, again, worked with the company that fixed all that shit. So because of that, he was in with the head people of Comerica Park, and therefore he was able to get free tickets. Now, rather than just getting the normal peasant seats, we got to go to the second floor, which is the nice suites and the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, I forgot, but I've been to a Guardians game.
Yeah.
We got seats. What the fuck is it called? But yeah, I know what you mean. You get all access to food, beer.
Exactly.
It's not a box. You're not in a box. You're still in stands?
You're on the same. For us, it was the same level as a box, or as the box suites. But just like if you follow down the hallway, you're in a restaurant that anybody has access to.
But the Progressive Field, it's like one or two floors higher than, you know, you got standard seats down here and you got standard seats up here.
Yeah.
But this floor was like, if you're on this floor and you got your wristband and whatnot, you have access to every single food place on that floor for free. So beer, there's a pizza place, a popcorn place, an actual like buffet, and whatnot.
I'm
trying to forget what it's called. It's like Coach Seats or something like that. Oh no, Coach Seats is playing.
Well, at Comerica Park, it's called the Tigers Club. If you get into that, Yeah, we would always get access to the Tigers Club, get to sit in the buffet, enjoy a full meal for the first half, and then usually by that point, we would get out of there because we'd all be done with our meal. Or, you know, the parents would stay up because it's nice and air-conditioned and everything, and they're talking with other people. Me and my brother would run down to the stands and fucking, you know, go sit in the cheap seats after that. But in the meantime, we had full access to a fancy all-you-can-eat buffet with seafood, pot roast, fucking a whole bunch of stuff that would be served. They had a whole menu of other stuff you could order. But as part of our deal, we were just given access to the buffet. And the buffet always had caviar with little fucking baguettes on it. So I was able to try their fucking both of them. I don't know if it was beluga caviar or what kind it was or if it was farmed or whatnot. But for caviar, it was pretty decent.
Yeah. I know when I had it, like the first time I had it, it was with sushi. It was technically roe, but we all know, don't pretend caviar heads. We all know roe and caviar fucking thing.
Yeah.
But the first time I had it, it was roe and it was some sushi and I enjoyed it. I didn't love the texture, but the flavor was nice and I did enjoy the kind of like pop, like the poppiness.
If you've never had it before, it's mini boba. If you've never had boba before, it's little tiny squishy balls bursting in your mouth with liquid.
And if you've had that, then you owe Isaac $10. but basically it was like nice and like the poppiness was cool. Like I liked the little popping texture.
Oh, you like killing the little tiny fish.
They were never fertilized, so I'm not killing them.
Oh shit. God. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, unless the chef got really freaky.
Yeah, those eggs are the one thing that didn't get cum on.
Exactly, right? That's the one thing from the kitchen that didn't get cum on it. but basically, yeah, like, and the second time I had it was, I was at my uncle and aunt's house, and they are bougie, fancy, very fancy people.
Ew.
And they've got very good, like, good taste, but highbrow taste. And I went there one time, and they were having, like, potluck. We all brought food and shit like that and everything else. It was a while, long while ago. And they had caviar there, and there were like two or three different tins on the table of different kinds. Right. And I was like, I'm gonna try it because it's free. I was like overrating the shrimp ring, as one does. I was sitting there like a little rodent, just like grabbing a shrimp, dipping it, eating it, throwing the tail, grabbing a shrimp, dipping it, eating it, like as one does with a shrimp ring.
Well, you're that guy.
Yeah, the only way to do it. Like, I'm not leaving any for anyone else. If they don't grab it while I'm eating it, then getting any, because I'm not stopping until it's gone. But there was caviar right there, and I was like, fuck, all right, I gotta try this. I haven't tried it before. I've heard about it. Or, like, you know, people have talked about it. It's fancy shit. Really expensive. I'm trying. It's free. A similar situation to you, Curtis. It was there. The opportunity presented itself, and I was like, fuck
gotta
it.
Do it.
Fuck it. So I grabbed a baguette slice, and I took a little, like, I saw someone else take some and just kind of, like, dunk on top. So I did the same damn thing. And I tried it, and the first one I was like, eh. Like, it didn't really taste like anything, but I did enjoy the texture. Like, I liked the poppiness and everything else, but, like, the flavor didn't really do it for me. The second one I tried was fantastic. It was fucking, like, one of the tastiest things I've tried. It was very, like, more salty, but, like, still really, really delicious, and I enjoyed it. And, like, and the third one was pretty much the same as the second one. They didn't taste any different to me. I don't know whether they were the like side by side or what, but they tasted, the second two were fucking amazing, but the first one was just kind of like eh. And apparently the first one was the more expensive one, so I was like, okay, that's at least I don't have
cool, like, if I like I want, the cheap shit.
Yeah, I was like, good, if I want to get caviar again in the future, I'm not gonna have to buy the expensive shit, so that's dope. Like, I'm happy about this, right? But it was good, and I wouldn't say it's something that I'm gonna add to my like regular diet, but that is weird as fuck and definitely counts for like a weird food to try. Because, yeah.
It's just... like I said, if based on the stigma, everyone's like, oh, it's one of those hoity-toity things that probably costs a lot of money and doesn't even taste good. It doesn't taste incredible, but if you're a decent fan of seafood and you like salty and you just are a texture fanatic, it's interesting. So try it. If you ever get an opportunity to, for free or cheaply, go ahead and do it. But yeah. In terms of the other fancy stuff, like century eggs and frog wa and shit like that, skip it. Don't do it.
Skip that shit. Skip it.
It's all skip disgusting.
It. Take a miss. Pass.
Pass.
Pass. Yeah, fuck that shit. No, I agree. Like, it's a, that's like, caviar definitely falls under the category of weird food, because it is weird. I mean, it literally is. Well, not really. I mean, it's only as weird as eating, like, when I make breakfast for myself, I may not look like it, buds, because I'm very narrow, but I will cook, like, 5 eggs for myself, usually, and, like, a little bit of bacon. And it's,
here's the thing. I think the range of egg, like, in terms of size going up and size going down, the further you get from normal-sized chicken egg, the weirder it gets. So when you hit ostrich egg, hit caviar, I think you're at weird, because quail is still hitting that mark, and yeah, same right. With fucking,
it's like one of those spectrum waves, like, yeah,
a chicken egg is normal, everything when you start spreading out from it, it gets weirder.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
What's in between a chicken egg and a duck egg?
Is it duck egg? Probably, yeah, duck egg, yeah.
That seems weirder than a chicken egg.
Turkey egg.
Turkey egg would be weird.
You know what's funny? We don't eat turkey eggs.
Has anyone ever seen a turkey egg?
I've never seen a turkey. Have you seen a turkey egg, Isaac?
I've never seen a turkey. Give me a fucking second. I'm Googling the goddamn turkey
egg. We need to find out about turkey eggs right now.
I would assume they don't really sell them because obviously they use them as meat.
Order eggs.
They probably try to fertilize them. They probably try to have only
turkey eggs sold direct.
Oh,
4+ bourbon red. Yeah, turkey hatching eggs. Turkey hatching eggs.
Yeah, turkey. They just want to make their turkeys bang to make more turkeys to bang to make more turkeys to bang.
By the way, do you know what website I went on to figure out where you can find turkeys?
Turkeyfinder.com?
eBay.
eBay.com.
Oh, I'm literally just on eBay.
Selling turkeys.
I literally just clicked on the first link.
eBay.com, right. Selling turkeys.
All right, so turkey eggs are pretty large. Let's see.
So they fall on the other side of the spectrum of chicken, like they're going more ostrich. Either way, I will cook like 6 eggs, and that's not weird. 6 eggs, it's not weird. It's normal for me to eat a bunch of eggs, regular eggs, and then caviar. It's like rice. It's like when you want to eat 1,000 of something. You know, like, it's like Mitch Hedberg said, and this is a quote. R.I.P. Mitch Hedberg, F in the chat.
Okay.
But, like, so the rice is delicious when you want it, when you're hungry and you feel like eating 1,000 of something.
Makes sense. I think so. sorry, but so the reason we don't eat turkey eggs is just because of the difficulty of finding them. Like, your best bet of finding them is either directly contacting a turkey farmer or going to a farmer's market in hopes that they have them. But there's nobody who's going to mass produce turkey eggs because they'd rather mass produce the turkey and sell it for Thanksgiving. So they'd
That's exactly it. They just wanted to fertilize the eggs
And turkeys don't have the same reproduction cycle as chickens, which is they will fuck like crazy and produce eggs like crazy
chickens like literally will, like, every day a farmer has to collect eggs if they have a good roost of eggs, right? Or chickens, because they'll lay an egg every day.
Meanwhile, turkeys will only mate like 2 or 3 times a year, so
yeah. That makes sense.
Pretty much all the eggs they get, they're trying to get to be an actual turkey, and the very few that are left over are getting sold by the single farmers.
So, buds, now we know why we don't eat turkey eggs.
So why don't we eat ostrich eggs? Why not just mass produce ostrich eggs and have big ass eggs?
There's people that eat ostrich eggs.
Yeah, there are people that eat ostrich eggs.
Weirdos. Sure. Well, that's the thing. It's like, oh, this is way more fucking crazy than having a turkey egg, so I'm going to eat this instead.
What about emu eggs?
I've seen a guy make...
Oh, I'm sure Australians eat emu eggs. I'm sure they just eat the emu just to get rid of it.
As revenge for the losses in the emu war.
How the fuck do you lose a war of birds?
Very easily, if those birds can kick hard enough to open your stomach.
They didn't kill... The emus didn't kill a single person, but after fucking 10,000 rounds spent and only a couple thousand emus dead, it was basically a lost cause.
Yeah, they were like...
How do you go to war with a bird in the first place?
They were like, listen, we have shot this thing 42 times. Okay, so what's the problem? It's still running after the Jeep.
Here's the thing. During the emu war, one of the fucking people running Australia literally said, if we could somehow harness the bulletproof maneuverability of these birds and turn them into weapons, we would be fucking unstoppable.
Yeah, because literally they would shoot at them. Like, there would be a flock of them in a field. They would shoot at them. They would hit none of them, and all of them would scatter like insane friggin' like. And
they would hit a couple, but they weren't going down. Out of a flock of like 100, 200, 300, maybe one would get weakened enough to slow down enough for them to shoot it 2 or 3 more times. Yeah. And then luckily they would be able to get up close enough to shoot it.
Yeah, and it's mainly because emus have a very, very small heart, and their circulatory system is like, it has a lot of redundant features. So basically their circulatory system, like their blood vessels, like go all over the place. So if one gets clipped, their blood still is going to get to their legs, and they don't need their brain for their legs to run.
And so they don't fly, so they don't need wing movement.
Yeah, so their legs will literally just run without their brain even thinking about it. So you could shoot one in the head, and it potentially could still come right at you.
Or run away, in which case it'll probably die eventually, but you can't mark it as a kill because it's gone.
Yeah, I want the next Far Cry game to be in Australia, and instead of a Komodo dragon, I want it to be a goddamn emu.
Well, they already had a relative of them in a Far Cry game when the cassowary. Because the cassowary is a relative.
I don't remember.
That's the bird. That's the murder bird that would chase you around. I think Far Cry 5.
I don't know what Far Cry 5's deadly animal was, or 6's, but 3's was the Komodo goddamn dragon. 4 was the goddamn honey badger.
Okay, what about Primal?
5 was, I mean, there were snakes in 5.
But they weren't the motherfuckers that were eating bullets for lunch, dinner, and breakfast.
Oh, the bisons.
Honey badgers could fucking...
Bisons.
The honey badgers at 4 were deadly.
Deadly.
The Komodo dragons at 3 were deadly.
The bisons.
Was it the bisons?
I mean, they were fucking literal tanks.
Yeah, like one of the first ever things I saw in Far Cry 5 was like someone turning around and having a bear attacking them and charging at them and then magically turning into a bison. Yeah. I was like, what just happened? And it's like, oh, drugs. Lots of drugs.
Lots of drugs.
Far Cry 5 was so good.
Now, yeah. Well, here's the thing. Were there achievements for killing a honey badger?
I don't think so.
Were there achievements for killing a Komodo dragon?
I don't think so.
There was 2 different achievements for killing a bison.
No, there was not.
One for killing it with your bare fists, and another one for killing it with something else. But yeah.
Your penis?
Isaac has to look this up right now.
Yeah, Isaac, like, I gotta get on top of this.
So munchy, just so we're still on topic, but Isaac's gonna...
Oh, I'll just
I'm pretty sure. Maybe one was bison and maybe one was buffalo.
Snack. One more weird snack. Suckers with scorpions in them. I have had one. I did not continue eating it long enough to get to the scorpion because I was a little bit.
Hold on.
Five did have complaints like all hunting and fishing challenges. That's really what I'm seeing so far.
And there was one for killing a bison or a buffalo with your bare hands. And then another one for just killing something.
Buffalo.
Maybe with an explosive.
It's like, what did the buffalo say to his kid when he dropped him off at school? Bison.
Kill a bison using only a melee weapon.
Okay. Only a melee weapon. Which, I remember. Yeah, I remember throwing shovels at a bison now.
That's good. Far Cry family. Far Cry 3.
So funny.
Let's see. Far Cry 3.
Why are we on this?
The topic. But anyway.
I don't know.
That is true. Like, and honestly, it's funny because Far Cry, like, speaking of Far Cry, like, fucking, like, there are video games that are snack related. Ha ha ha! Fucking found a way to get back to fucking, Overcooked.
That's cooking related. That's not a snack.
But
Pepsi Man,
you're a goddamn snack.
Pepsi Man, the video game.
Yeah, Pepsi Man, the video game. But that's not a snack. That's a beverage.
Beverage or snacks. And also, right, branding.
Music.
Sponsor us.
I am Pepsi Man. Look at my cosplay.
Like, can you imagine? The Good Bud Shank are the new Pepsi Men.
A light if you need another spokesman. I mean,
I just bonked my kitty on the face. I'm sorry.
Oh, poor kitty. That's what you get for being right there.
He's sleeping. He's being so cute.
Oh. I thought, yeah, sleeping. We all know what you did at the beginning of the podcast.
I snapped his neck just a little bit, and now he's just sleeping.
He's fine. He'll walk off.
Yeah, under the Yeah, I went under the desk earlier in the episode and just put my cat in a full suplex.
Yeah. Goodbye, KO out of nowhere.
Little bitch.
Down, eight more to go.
Oh. Fuck with me again.
Come to my fucking town. Come to my fucking town. Fucking you up.
How many lives left, to be honest?
Six.
Well, I'm not at liberty to say, but he is dumb.
Yeah, keeping tally, six. That I know about.
Yeah.
It's not like we're not at a Puss in Boots situation where it's like, you know, down to the last one. There's several left.
I'm eating him second.
But you have to get it, so.
Because my first one is Saki, because he's chunky.
Chunky.
I mean, I got a meal's worth right there.
Man, you got like a meal's worth for like two families.
Feed a whole family with that Nala butt.
Man, Nala girl, no, yeah, you could just have that Bodhi and you'd feed like a family and a half, like if they don't eat a lot.
Don't eat Nala. Isaac, you can have some of my cats.
Yeah, don't eat Nala, though. If it ever comes down to it, dude, don't eat Nala.
If it comes down to it, if you're locked in a room with you and you're locked in a room and it's just you and Nala, be sure to shoot yourself in the head so that way Nala has something to eat.
Feed her your leg. Feed her your leg. Just tourniquet your leg off with a belt and feed her your leg. She can't go hungry. Keep in mind, you're not in this situation now.
Isaac, so don't harakiri yourself to your dog.
Don't need to get the machete.
Start.
To be fair, I don't think she would eat you. To be fair, I'm pretty sure she'd probably just like be like, nah, I'm too big for that shit.
She doesn't even bark at people. I mean, barely. She does. But the other person she's barked at has always had like a bad vibe. So.
She's a sweetheart, but if you ever think about robbing Isaac, she'll tear your throat out and she won't even think about it. So
do not steal Isaac's Laffy Taffy.
If you take his Laffy Taffy, then first of all, we'll play the song Laffy Taffy on repeat for 48 hours outside of your house.
You don't have to worry about a 9mm.
And you'll have Nala. You'll have a fucking... How big is she? Wait, how big is Nala? She's
Nala will eat you. Or at least
she's not like a 9mm. Like, what is it? A 9? Like, it's like, okay, so 9mm is like, so she's like a what? Like an 80 caliber? I don't know how that works. Like a septuple aught gauge. I don't know. That will be firing at you like a shotgun.
Well.
Oh, she's such a sweet girl. Sleeping back there. You would see her sleeping back there if you're watching her YouTube video.
Exactly. Yeah. Go there. And while you're there, make sure you comment down below. What are your favorite snacks? What are your favorite munchies, fucking foods, munches, snacks? I just said those. What are your favorite?
Things you like to eat.
Exactly.
And your face hole.
Absolutely.
You can also go to our Discord and let us know there if you feel like it and if you want a more direct response, because, you know, that's how Discord works.
And not spam us with porn links.
Yes, do not spam us with porn links. Thank you, by the way, Isaac, for taking care of that. I appreciate that.
If you don't know what he's talking about, you should have been there sooner.
Yeah, like I literally woke up and my other half was like, hey, and I was like, oh shit, fuck balls, and I checked the Discord and it was already gone, so thank you.
Yeah. I woke up this morning and my phone was just full of notifications because every single server I was in where he was in fucking got it.
Yeah.
Plus I got the direct message from him too. So
yeah. So that was all cleared up and basically thumbs up to that. Also, but if you jump on there, please go ahead, share your favorite snack food like Curtis said with us. Let us know what you enjoy to munch on. snack on.
And like we said, no porn links, so it doesn't matter if her name is Candy, Olive, Cookie.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. She's
pistachio.
Not a...
Pistachio.
Trust me, you may be
cinnamon.
Yeah, you may be hungry, but she's not a snack.
Butter.
Butter. Little Debbie's
some
guy, cats with brownies.
Some guys like
I
butter.
I can't believe it's not. But yeah, what you too good to say you sat down and ate an entire bar of butter, just bite to bite.
It's a Family Guy reference. They're all the name of strippers. But anyway. So,
yeah,
buds.
But I know this. Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're getting close to the end of the episode. So once more time, I got bong packed here.
I got a joint here.
Okay, buds, one more time for the episode. It's time to blaze it. Tokyo Kabow.
Tokyo.
Absolutely fantastic.
Delicious. And that lighting, Curtis, was absolutely fantastic. Like that smoke, when you blew that out, man, the lighting was legitimately one of the coolest fucking things I've ever seen. Like, that legitimately blew my mind. That
this is cool. Why you need RGB.
Like, it fucking turns all the fucking smoke. Like, oh, that's amazing. It's beautiful. And you buds would be seeing that right now if you click the link down below in the audio you're listening to, or you're just on our YouTube right now, checking it out.
Exactly. So, enough of all the promotion, enough of all this weed. It's like 2:30 in the morning, and I need to go. So, buds, we're going to roll one for the road. Thank you for talking about our munchies, and hopefully we will see you next week on the Good Buds Podcast.
Yeah, later, buds.
Later. God damn it, Isaac.